The Old Testament scripture reading this week comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 through 10, which is the whole chapter 35, and the subtitle is Hope for Restoration. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Even the wilderness will rejoice in those days. The desert will blossom with flowers. Yes, there'll be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pasture, and the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display His glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands, and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those who are afraid, be strong, do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when He comes, He will open the eyes of the blind, unstop the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will shout and sing. Springs will gush forward in the wilderness, and streams will water the desert. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds, rush will flourish where desert jackals once lived. And the main road will go through that once desert land, and the name the Highway of Holiness. Evil-hearted people will never travel on it. It'll be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk among its course, and there will be no dangers. Only the redeemed will follow it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return to Jerusalem singing songs of everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be overcome with joy and gladness. Wow. Let's look at that verse 2. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pastures and the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display His glory, the splendor of our God. Wow. What is the splendor of our God? I think the prophet Isaiah describes a scene of exquisite beauty. The beauty of the earth and the glory of the skies that blend together as one tapestry. The atmosphere is filled with nature's music. Each sight and sound alone yet blends with all the others to form a masterpiece of creation. Each is excellent, but together they are majestically excellent. Excellent is more than just a task completed or an object made to standard. No, excellent involves God's participation in how we think and work. From Him come an abundance of beauty and harmony. Wow, look around. The creation that God has given to us to live in is certainly that. It's full of abundance and beauty and harmony as all things work together for good. For those that love the Lord thy God and called according to His will and purpose.